This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The student protests against the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza has escalated at Columbia University. Columbia today limiting campus access to students and essential employees after dozens of protesters barricaded themselves inside a building overnight. NPR's Brian Mann is there.
Student protesters and activists continue to occupy Hamilton Hall. They're also maintaining their encampment. The university has done so far in response as they've closed off all access to most students and faculty. The main gate where we have been coming and going while these protests have been underway is now closed and padlocked. So far, at least, there's no sign of a large NYPD presence, no sign that police or university officials plan to retake control anytime soon here. We're just waiting to see what happens next.
Columbia is the epicenter of protests on a number of college campuses around the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is ignoring calls for restraint, saying today that he will launch a military offensive in Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip with or without a deal with Hamas. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on Netanyahu's comments as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to arrive in Israel.
Addressing hostage families and bereaved families, Netanyahu vowed not to back down from his intention to strike at Hamas in Rafah. He spoke as ceasefire proposals are under discussion. Netanyahu said stopping the war before all goals are met is out of the question, adding Israel would eliminate Hamas with or without a deal in order to achieve absolute victory. The Prime Minister spoke hours before Secretary of State Antony Blinken was due to arrive in Israel. He has said the best way to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is through a ceasefire and rapid aid delivery. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Back to New York, where Judge Juan Merchan has issued an order holding former President Trump in contempt of court and ordering him to pay $9,000 for violating a gag order put in place a few weeks ago. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports that Trump was also ordered to remove the post from social media and his campaign website.
Prosecutors asked Merchan to hold Trump in contempt of court and fine him $1,000 for each of the 10 posts they argued violated the gag order. The gag order prohibits Trump from speaking about witnesses and jurors, among others. The post showed to Merchan and the defense included comments made on Truth Social, Trump's social media, and his campaign website about former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and adult film actor Stormy Daniels. Both are expected to be potential witnesses. Merchan concluded that 9 posts were in violation. The judge also concluded 1 post did not violate the order. Trump's lawyers tried to argue that the posts were self-defense. Another hearing on 4 more alleged violations is scheduled for Thursday. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. A sentencing hearing for the former chief executive of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange is due to get underway in Seattle this hour. Xiaoping Zhao has pleaded guilty to violating U.S. money laundering laws. Last month, Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years for stealing billions from customers of his FTX cryptocurrency exchange. Federal safety regulators have finalized a new rule that will make automatic emergency braking standard on all new cars, trucks, and SUVs. NPR's Camila Domonoski reports.
Consumer Reports calls automatic emergency braking one of the biggest advances in auto safety in 2 decades. Nearly all new cars already come with AEB. Automakers made a voluntary pledge not to charge extra for it. But this new rule adds extra requirements, like the vehicle has to detect pedestrians as well as other cars, and the feature has to work at night. Officials predict the rule will prevent hundreds of deaths and 24,000 injuries per year. Regulators have been working on the details of this rule for a while. Congress ordered them to make automatic emergency braking mandatory in the bipartisan infrastructure law 2 years ago. The same law also ordered mandatory drunk driving prevention tech in cars. That rule's still being written. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
NASA says new images it's released are the sharpest to date of what's known as the Horsehead Nebula. The space agency has released glamour shots taken by the Webb Space Telescope, the world's most powerful. The nebula's nickname is taken from its appearance, resembling a horse rearing its head. It's located in the constellation Orion, some 1,300 light years away. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
This message comes from Fisher Investments, who knows the importance of the relationship between a client and their financial advisor. As a fiduciary, Fisher always acts in their client's best interests. Fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.